Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, a show for providing self-improvement information that has a positive effect, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dr. Alan Simberg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. If you want more information about the Tough Talk Radio Network, visit our website at www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, where you will see the wide variety of shows that are offered by the network. If you're not able to listen to any of the live shows, they are archived and available the day of the live broadcast. If you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the other shows, go to the top of the Tough Talk Radio Network page and click on the Hosted Shows link, then click on the link to the show that you want to be a guest, and click on the Register to be a Guest link. If you're thinking about having your own show, there's information on the website about that as well. Be a guest blogger with me by contacting me by email, and the address is alan@alansimberg.com. If you want to call or text me during the week, my phone number is 281-785-0660. Again, that number to call or text me during the week is 281-785-0660. If you want to call into the show with a question or brief comment, the number to call is 347-989-1363. Again, that number to call with a question or brief comment is 347-989-1363. And press option 1 to connect with the producer. If you want to just listen by phone, call that number and don't press option 1. You can also message me on Facebook at Alan Simberg, message me on Facebook at Alan.Simberg, or at Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet me at Alan Simberg at Alan Simberg. Before introducing my first guest today, actually I'm going to do two things. The first thing is I'm going to talk with you about the company that is sponsoring this segment of the show, and that is Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin, and they grow organic vegetables on that farm. They use those organic vegetables to make whole food supplements. So as the name implies, they make nutritional supplements with the organic vegetables, and that's why they call them whole food supplements instead of vitamins. Now, the majority of the supplements that you purchase either in health food stores or pharmacies or even online contain a lot of synthetic ingredients. Our bodies were made to digest and use the nutrition from food and to use the nutrition as it exists in food. When we give our body synthetic supplements, it doesn't quite know what to do with them. Now, I'm not saying that vitamins are not helpful at all, but here's something that's important to know. Foods have many known and unknown factors. When we try to recreate what we think a food has, that's very challenging and really virtually impossible because we don't know the unknown factors. So depending on the nutritional value of the foods that we do eat, the synthetic supplements will help. Now, what synthetic supplements also do is they combine the ingredients in the supplements combine with the nutrients in your body so that they can provide as much benefit as possible. If you're not eating what might be considered an optimally healthy meal, the supplements, the synthetic supplements that you take, need to use whatever nutrition is available in your body. So one possible scenario is that over time, if all you take is synthetic supplements, and particularly if the food that you eat is not particularly nutrient dense, meaning having a lot of nutrients to them, eventually your body can be drained of the nutrition that it needs. So I highly recommend whole food supplements, and of course the main thing I would recommend is eating a highly nutritious diet. Now I also want to mention that MediHerb is kind of like a sister or partner company to Standard Process. And MediHerb produces herbal supplements, and the thing that I really like about that company is that their supplements are unstandardized, which means the herbs that they use to put into the supplements are as nature intends them to be. They're not unstandardized or manipulated. So I think it's quite clear that, you know, I highly recommend whole food supplements, unstandardized herbs, and the company that I'm most familiar with is Standard Process and MediHerb. So I do recommend them. And again, if you have any questions about any of that, feel free to call or text me during the week, 281-785-0660. Now, before actually introducing today's first guest, I'm going to talk about change and two factors that contribute to making it difficult either to change or to adapt to change. These two factors are low self-esteem and a technical term called locus of control. Locus of control refers to what we depend on to guide our decisions and behaviors. Do we depend more on what we think, which is known as an internal locus of control, or on what others think, which is known as an external locus of control? As might be obvious, the more we tend to depend on what others think, the greater the likelihood we would have a lower sense of self-esteem, and the more we tend to depend on what we think, the greater the likelihood we would have a higher sense of self-esteem. When you have a higher sense of self-esteem, which, according to what I just said, means that you tend to have confidence, you trust the way you think. Of course, it's okay to take others' opinions into account, but at the end of the day, you're the one that has to live with the decision. So when we tend to put more credibility on what other people tell us, that also, at least we think, gives us the permission to blame others because they didn't tell us the right thing to do. But here's where taking responsibility for one's decisions is really, really important. So quickly to summarize, the more confidence you have, the more likely you are to trust your judgment while also taking into account the opinion of others. During my life-changing insight tip of the week at the end of today's show, I'm going to talk about how to develop a higher or greater sense of self-esteem. My first guest today will be talking about the tools she uses to help individuals and couples to achieve greater intimacy in their lives. My second guest will be talking about how she helps people to heal, become self-empowered, self-reliant, authentic, and vibrant. We're going to go to commercial break now, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my first guest.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, Call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My first guest today is Zipporah Kingsbury. Zipporah recently brought the television show The Bachelor's Prince Farming Chris Soules and his date to an entirely new level of love and intimacy. Calling her America's love guru, the show sought out this international expert who bridges sensuality, sexuality, and spirituality for an intimacy intensive that aired on February 2nd, 2015. She utilizes her decades of training in integrated breathwork, yogic practice, nutrition, shiatsu massage, cranial sacral therapy, dance therapy, meditation, conscious communication, empathy development, neuro-linguistic programming, psycho-spiritual counseling, life coaching, body science, exercise, tantra yoga, and conscious sexuality to develop her unique methodology for mentoring individuals and couples so that they may find and experience intimacy and love within themselves and with their partners. And now let's learn more about Zipporah. Hello, Zipporah, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me here today.
It's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Mm-hmm. I was actually born in Connecticut. I was born on the East Coast, and I spent my summers on the farm in Maine where half my family lived. And the thing that stands out about me when I was a child was actually, I believe I was 10 years old when I began my menstrual cycle and the array of emotions in a young woman that start to happen at that time. And being really sensitive myself, very sensitive, a lot of emotions, and recalling that at that age, no one taught me how to embrace my emotions. No one taught me how to even interact with them and to feel comfortable with them. And I remember times of feeling very uncomfortable in my body and not really knowing what to do with this. And there was a period of my life where it seemed like I did everything to disengage from feeling because it was so uncomfortable rather than engaging it. And I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, is that led to my older, in my later 20s, in my mid-20s, I was a competitive bodybuilder, and I competed on stage, and it was still at that point where there were still certain emotions and parts of my power and my voice that I wasn't really fully embracing, and I pushed myself so hard physically in this sport that I woke up one day and I could barely walk. And at that moment, everything from my childhood to that point in time came into my present awareness. And it was like now I was actually forced to feel every aspect of my emotions, my senses, my body to an extreme. And I look at it as the biggest blessing and the biggest gift that I could have ever received, because that was a turning point in my life.
Do you remember at that time when you were going through the most challenging parts, thinking of it as a blessing at that time, or was that more as time went on and you looked back on it?
The initial feelings, obviously, were like, wow, I just lost. I put on about 30 pounds in 48 hours physically. I was preparing for fitness modeling, and everything I thought, which was my entire life, right, had disappeared. And so, no, absolutely, at first it was a shock. It was, I went through probably about a month of some, low emotion and energy and getting used to my physical body again, because it was looking different, it was feeling different. But I did have an awareness at one point in that first month where I was feeling the heavy emotions and moving through the change, the physical pain in my body, that I'm like, wow, I have a choice. And I literally said this to myself, I have a choice to either stay stuck in this, emotion-heavy state, or how can I change it? And it was at that moment I'm like, wow, of course I'm strong enough to change this. And I've definitely been born with it, this amazing sense of discipline and determination, and I'm blessed about that. And so that was when I'm like, wow, I want to change, and I'm going to do this, and I did it.
I think what you just said is really very helpful for people in the listening audience to hear. Very often, people will read and on the internet, or maybe even people might even say, when you go through terrible times, think of it as a blessing. But, as you mentioned, you don't necessarily think of it that way at the moment you're going through it, but as some time passes, it is possible to look at it that way. And from what you said, it sounds like your having that kind of awareness really helped you to move forward into the direction that your life is taking today.
Correct. And it took me to get still and question my heart. And it was like, what did I really want? What was my purpose and my passion when in the business that I was owning? I owned a nutrition business, helped people with their bodies. I'm like, what was my purpose and my passion? And that was to help people. And now it's time to help myself. And so my question was, okay, so how can I use this experience to enhance how I help people? So there was a lot of self-inquiry and questioning myself.
And a lot of learning from that as well. There are some people in the listening audience who may not be familiar with some of the healing modalities that you use. So I'm just going to identify a few of them and just ask you to talk a little bit about what they are like and how they can be helpful to people. The first one I wanted to ask you about is shiatsu massage.
So one of the things, you have a list of different body work that I've studied and been engaged in, and I'm going to put them all together right now. So you said shiatsu. So body work, in that sense, is an Eastern philosophy, Eastern practice, taught me to develop a heightened state of awareness and presence to the body, to become more sensitive to the way the breath is moving in the body through certain touch, to become aware of the energetics of the body, to pay attention to my own body and my own reactions and responses when working with another body. And so the overall picture of all of that work, it developed a heightened state of presence, awareness, and mindfulness, so I could become more sensitive to my clients.
And I'm guessing that in working with your clients, that's obviously one of the goals that you have, that they have that heightened sense of awareness and presence and mindfulness about their own bodies.
Correct, and that is one of the intentions of working with me over whether it's 3 months to 6 months, is that people aren't just coming to me for a quick fix, that taking the pill, feel better. It's, wow, that's clear the old stop the emotions, the unconscious patterning, and that holding you back, and that's preparing you to actually begin to live like this with more presence and awareness and sensitivity.
You know, I think that's a really good point that you just made. You know, I kind of joke sometimes, and I say to people that we live in a Burger King society. You know, we want it our way, and a McDonald's society. We want it quick. And, you know, the point you just made about, you know, like people work with you like from 3 to 6 months, it's not the kind of thing where someone has a problem that maybe has existed for years and years, and you don't just go one visit and everything just disappears. And I think another very important thing that you teach people by working with them that way is that it's not that there's an answer, so to speak, but there's a process, and becoming aware of the answers that are useful to that person and then learning how to apply them.
Correct. And as I find it's an experience of diving deeper into understanding why we do things, why we make choices, what our emotions are telling us, what our body is feeling. So understanding is kind of an underlining thing, understanding ourselves, understanding our partners.
That's really important. Now, I know that you've stated that sexual power can be used as a healing force. I'd be interested to hear more about that. If you could explain, like, how that is and, you know, how you work with that, with the people that come to see you.
Yeah. So it's interesting because, you know, you have certain areas of life where people think of sex as just a physical act. For me, sexuality is different. It's what has birthed us into this body, right, through that action, but it's this extraordinary creative energy that is inside our body. It creates. It's what created us. And so by utilizing our own sexual energy, by practicing different breath work, different exercises to heighten our awareness, to activate this energy, and to, I'd like to say, actually meditate with this energy, I believe and I have found through my experience in working with clients is information about ourselves come through. And I know in Tantra, there's a statement that don't get drunk in the sexual energy or the pleasure, but use it as a door to actually learn about ourselves. And that's, to me, where growth happens. That's where our evolution happens.
So I'm going to see if I understand some of what you just said. We're talking about using sexuality, and it's not the sex act itself. We're getting all caught up in the passion of it. But it's using the creative energy to have more awareness, maybe more presence, which then opens a person up to being able to meet challenges that are in their lives.
Correct. And I'm going to add to that is there's studies, there's so many things that happens within our body when the sexual energy is activated. And that might, I'm just going to say, so when we feel turned on, there's a lot of stuff that starts to happen chemically in our body. Positive chemical release in our body, that even happens through hugging, through touch, when there's that heightened state. So I'm going to even say farther, it affects the nervous system. It's going to affect our emotions. It's going to affect the chemistry in our body. So it's very, very healing.
And from what you just said, you know, obviously our bodies are very complex and we have a complex response to things. So there's really no way that we could say, well, if you do this, this will happen. But what can be said is, if you do this, something will happen. And hopefully you'll have the awareness of what is happening and enough understanding to know what to do with it.
Correct. And it's, you know, in yogic practice, we always say that comment of practice makes better. So right, our life is a practice. It's a practice board. And so even for myself, it is over the years, I implement, I use it, I practice, I learn. So right, there's no such thing as perfection. It's what can I learn in the moment, and every day we develop more presence, more awareness, more understanding.
Yeah, and I think, again, that's really a good point. So many people get hung up on the idea of wanting to be perfect as opposed to just being better. Now, something else that I wanted to ask you about is that I understand that one of the things you do with couples is to help them to cultivate interdependent relationships that thrive through empowering and compassionate communication. What do you mean by interdependent relationship and compassionate communication?
Mm-hmm. So I'll start with saying, typically what happens in the world is it's very common to have codependent relationships. And it's where we start to, say, take some of our emotions, our actions, and start to project them onto our partner. We start to blame, we start to shame. People want to then change their partner, judge their partner as what they do is wrong. And that's very codependent. So our emotions depend on their actions. Whereas interdependent is the opposite of that. It's where we can actually have our own identity, and even though we're committed to the growth and the evolution of this relationship, we can still say, wow, well, I'm having these emotions, I feel these triggers, and it's not about you, but I'd love to talk about it because this is what I'm feeling. And then there's a conversation about it because there's no longer the blame or the judgments or the pointing the finger that so often happens. And what that creates is the partners then in an interdependent relationship, they want to help each other live their life purpose. They want to see each other shine and not be dependent on the other for emotional blame and shame. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, part of what I get from what you just said is that when we tend to judge others, or let's say in the context of what we're talking now, judge our partners, we tend to make them wrong. And then what that also helps us to do is avoid taking responsibility for our own feelings and also maybe for our part in whatever it is that we don't really like. And that if we talk about something that's bothering us more from the perspective of taking responsibility for it, wanting to bring it out in the open, and wanting to discuss it with the idea of making the relationship better, that's a much healthier way to have that kind of conversation.
Yes, for sure. And what that does is if I can acknowledge, wow, you know, I'm feeling a little disappointed and because, you know, you didn't show up at the time you said, you know, whatever the story is, and I noticed I felt disappointed, and then it could be like, wow, well, what was I needing? Well, I was needing connection. I was needing your presence. I was needing to feel loved. And then it could be, well, okay, so what can we create now to fill that? Can we do something different? And it might, at that point, bring the couple into more intimacy because now they're, like, having fun. They're like, well, let's create this. Maybe I can call you at a different time. They can start creating certain agreements that uplift their relationship, but there's nothing in that that says, wow, you did this wrong. How dare you? Because when we go into that scenario, that creates war, and what we want is love.
I think that's a really good point, and I really like what you said about communicating what the person was needing rather than making someone, the other person, wrong. Well, we've come to the end of your interview, but before we end, I want to give you the opportunity to tell the listening audience anything that we might have missed talking about during your interview, but please include your contact information and the services that you provide.
Mm-hmm. So this one thing that I'd like to close with is, truly, it's about, you know, living with relationships of power, truth, and pleasure, and that we all have that ability inside of ourselves when we get to know ourselves at a very deep level. And for more information about my work, they can visit my website at ZipporaIntimacy.com. That's IPORAH Intimacy.com. For any questions, they can also email me at same statement, Zipporah@ZipporahIntimacy.com.
Okay, well, Zipporah, I want to thank you for being a guest on my show today, and I hope you have a really great afternoon.
Great. Thank you so much, Alan. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to go to commercial break, but before we do, I want to remind everyone that this preceding segment of the show is brought to you by Standard Process, and Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin where they grow organic vegetables that they use to make whole food supplements. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my second guest.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
And I want to thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. My second guest today is F. Mikkel Carmen. Mikkel has been in private practice as a counselor psychotherapist for 22 years. She is a certified Eden Energy Medicine practitioner and is a certified equine assisted learning professional and owns two businesses. One is Horse Wisdom for Wellness, and the other is Spirit Riders Wagon Train Adventures. Mikkel was elected to Who's Who in American Colleges and Universities, and she has presented in St. Petersburg, Russia for the Association of Humanistic Psychology. She has authored a book titled Create Energy, Co-Creating Your Life with Conscious Intention, Balance, and Simplicity. And now let's learn more about Mikkel. Hello, Mikkel. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Alan. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
That's a great question, Alan. And you can pronounce my name, Michael, just like the Archangel Michael. I grew up in the great state of Wyoming, up near Cody, where Buffalo Bill had his old hangout, and my father put us three kids on a horse with beanie weenies and fruit cocktail in the saddlebags and told us if we didn't have it, we didn't need it. And so that laid a great foundation for being out in nature, learning about horses, being with horses. You mentioned my equine-assisted learning business. So that was a great foundation, those early years with different horses, and just basically, Alan, just being out in nature and in literally wilderness. One of the things my father liked to do while we were out on these wilderness pack trips was give us one match. And sometimes there was snow on the ground. And he would counsel us kids, okay, you kids, you've got one match. I want to see a one-match fire. And that self-reliance that I grew up with of learning how, indeed, to light a one-match fire really helped me become a very strong, self-reliant, independent, healthy woman. And as I grew up, my parents got a divorce, as many parents do, and that's when I really started doing my work, my personal growth work, seeing therapists in my own life, Alan.
Well, it sounds like you had a pretty solid beginning to your life. Now, one of, if not the primary intentions of your work with people is to be a catalyst for healing, self-empowerment, as you mentioned, self-reliance, authenticity, and vibrancy. Now, you state that you use energy medicine to help people to become aware of their responsibility to create change or choose a new energy so their lives can move in a positive direction. I wonder if you could explain what energy medicine actually is and how you use it.
Absolutely, Alan. A few years ago, after many, many years in private practice, I had been very, very successful. I had a booming practice. I saw 22 to 25 clients a week, and I needed a new challenge and a new intellectual challenge. And I picked up my old copy of Energy Medicine by Donna Eden and David Feinstein, which is now a classic and a bestseller, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And I was reading it, and I got to the third or fourth chapter, and the light bulb, you know, the proverbial light bulb went off, and I went, aha, this is it. I got online, the energy flowed, and I completed the Foundations course, and it was, I have to say, Alan, in all hindsight, it was one of the wisest things I've ever done with my time. And then I became a certified practitioner, which is, I went ahead and took the second year. And you can go on with Eden Energy Medicine. That we're energetic beings. The Cliff Notes, Alan, we're energetic beings. And if our energy isn't flowing smoothly and efficiently and gets stuck, imbalance or disease occurs. When our energies aren't balanced and flowing, we get ill. And so Eden Energy Medicine teaches the practitioner, the person, anyone can do it. That's the beautiful thing about this work is that five-minute energy routine in the morning, in fact, I just did it before in preparing for this interview, is to balance our energy systems. As Donna Eden likes to say, so many times the patient is energy and the medicine or prescription is energy.
I'm taking in what you just said. It almost sounded like a meditation.
You know, it is. The more I live with this work, understand that my thoughts, your thoughts, my words, your words, the air we breathe, the water, food, you're having a great discussion on nutrition this when we started here. It's all energy. And so when we ask ourselves, what is this energy about? Is it something that I want to participate in? Is it helpful or not? Hence, create energy. What kind of energy do I want to create? And more importantly, what kind of energy do I want to experience?
So would you say that the only two underlying problems might be an imbalance of energy or a congestion or stuck energy aspect?
Well, okay. Well stated. I can't improve upon that. Stuck energy.
Okay. So what you help people to do is to learn how to get that energy flowing better and to, as we both said, unstuck it.
That's exactly right. Eden Energy Medicine makes it very, very clear. We do not diagnose. We don't prescribe. All we do, and that all, is very powerful. We balance energies. And you don't have to have a practitioner to balance energies. That's the beauty of the work. You can learn this. These techniques, they're amazingly simple and amazingly powerful that people can go home and do this stuff every day and be healthy. And it's amazing what happens when you do start balancing energy. Some amazing things start happening. People heal from very, very serious illnesses.
And is the basic modality breath work, or is there more to it than that?
There's more to it than that. This is not new stuff. The Chinese figured this out 5,500 years ago.
Mm.
Dawn Eden was diagnosed 50 years ago with MS. And the good doctor said, Donna, you've got MS, go home and get your affairs in order, and we all know the rest of this proverbial story.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a massage therapist at the time, Alan.
Mm.
And she went home. She stated this on stage during our year one foundations class, and she's told this story all over the world. But basically what she said is, I looked at my two daughters, and I could not imagine anyone else raising my girls.
Mm.
And so I went about getting myself better or healing myself.
Mm.
To date, anyone that practices, and she healed herself of MS.
Mm.
The good news is, there's a lot of people with MS that are now practicing Donna Eden's protocol, and to date, Alan, this is so wonderful that people with MS that have followed and practiced Donna Eden's protocols have been in remission with MS symptoms.
Mm. Generally speaking, I don't know if there is an answer to this because I know there is individuality, but about how long might someone need to practice this approach before they start to see any kind of results at all?
I've literally seen people do the 5-minute energy routine and within the hour, Alan, see results. Let me tell you a very quick story. I like to have barbecues at my house. And last year, before I went to Columbia, I had all the neighbors over for a barbecue. One of my neighbors, and I was inside in my kitchen serving, and you know how barbecues are. It's busy.
Yeah.
One of my neighbors was getting ill, went around the house, and threw up. And I didn't see that. She just came in to me, and she started tapping on her chest, and she was garbling, and I thought she had a stroke, having a stroke right there. So I started tracing her heart meridian, which goes from underneath the armpit, down the arm, over the elbow, and off the little finger. I'm tracing my heart meridian as I speak to you, Alan. And at the time, my good friend Lola, who is an advanced Eden Energy Medicine practitioner, was here visiting, and I said, hey, Lola, would you come in here and give me a hand? We got her on the massage table. We did some energy medicine techniques for about 15 minutes. I was at her head holding her neurovasculars, and Lola was at her feet. Within 15 minutes, she sat up. She looked great, and I won't say my, I'll just say Susan. Susan looked great, and Susan's very pale. And I said, Susan, you look wonderful. And Lola said the same thing. And we took her into my bathroom and said, please look in the mirror at yourself. She looked vibrant. She looked vibrant. The color had come up. And at that point, her husband came in and said, hey, what are you guys doing? And we made a joke. But literally, in 15 minutes, that's how fast that her energy responded.
That's quite different than traditional medicine. Quite different. And I would imagine that you've had the experience with the people that you help that initially people may be shocked at how quick the results they get, that maybe there's almost a moment of disbelief initially.
There really is. There really is. You can go on YouTube and look at a lot of these techniques. And another quick story, a good friend of mine over in the Cottonwood area, he had had a heart attack, and he was on 32 pharmaceuticals, 32. And he was getting worse by the day. And, long story short, he became very, very agitated one day, and they met me, and they called me and said, can you come over here, Michael? We're at our wit's end. We don't know what to do with Dad. I held his neurovasculars, and I had the other family members simply move their hands in figure eights. Why figure eight? The energetic body is made up of small, medium, and large figure eights, and when you move your hand in the figure eight shape, it really is supportive. It's amazing. Bob got up. He was in the fetal position in front of his wood-burning stove on his living room floor, and he had been like that for about 24 hours. So I held his neurovasculars. We did figure eights. It took us about 45 minutes to get him back. At the end of that 45 minutes, he got up, he wanted to watch the Weather Channel, and he wanted a Whopper. So
that's
in 45
really great.
In 45 minutes, we got him from the fetal position, a very agitated, very aggressive, to, I just want to watch the Weather Channel and have a bite to eat. So the work is very powerful.
That's a good way to put it, very powerful. Now, we're coming towards the end of the interview, but before we end, I want to give you the opportunity to talk a bit about your book, Create Energy, Co-Creating Your Life with Conscious Intention, Balance, and Simplicity. I'd like you to tell the listening audience, what it's about. I understand it is a planner, if I'm understanding accurately, and also what it might do for them, and also anything else you'd like to add that we haven't talked about, as well as your contact information and, again, the services that you provide.
Okay, Alan, you bet. Quickly, Create Energy was, I had the light bulb go off literally sitting across from a client 20 years ago in my rural eastern Colorado office. And I asked the client, what are you doing to plan for your life? And she wasn't doing anything. And she says, I don't know how to do it, Michael. So I went home, Alan, and I created a very user-friendly day planner that entails and has all the areas of our life, including a 9-grid self-awareness guide, a place for, we live our lives and we create our lives daily. So on every day, there's a place that says, today I intend, and you fill it out. Everything that we create first starts with an intention. So there's a circle of intention daily. Per week, there's 2 recommended readings. There is a place for journaling. There's create energy tools that are suggestions. There's also these inner reflection guides that get to the bottom of your self-limiting belief systems. So I wanted to incorporate all of this in a user-friendly format that also entails schedules, priorities, appointments, holidays, the Creates Energy tools, the 9-Grid Self-Awareness Guide, and that's what I did. And I love what people say. It's very helpful. It's very useful. And when we get clear on what we want, we focus on it, we get it.
I can't agree with you more. Before we end, would you please give your contact information and, again, the different services that you provide to people?
Absolutely, Alan. Thanks so much. You can see my work at www.createenergylifeplanner.com. My contact information is on there. I do Eden Energy Medicine work. I do work over the phone and in my home office, which is in northern Arizona. And you can also go to mybookorders.com if you'd like a copy of Create Energy. It's very helpful, and I've so enjoyed being on the show with you today, Alan.
Well, Michael, I have to say that I also enjoyed having you on the show, and I really appreciated the way you put the information out there and how you described what you do in a way that was really understandable. So, again, thank you for being a guest on my show today, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks so much, Alan. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everyone, we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to give my life-changing insight tip of the week.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity and compassion, Dr. Simberg helps clients find solutions to a wide range of life challenges and psychological issues. Dr. Simberg specializes in a number of areas, including addiction and recovery solutions, family, parenting, and relationship issues, depression and anxiety, spiritual counseling, and more. Blending conventional and complementary approaches, Dr. Simberg draws on a variety of styles and techniques to incorporate what will be most helpful for each client. Find out more information or contact Dr. Alan at alansimberg.com. Let Dr. Alan Simberg help to enhance your life through effective therapies.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. At the beginning of today's show, I talked about the benefits of taking whole food supplements and unstandardized herbs. I also talked about change and two factors that contribute to making it difficult either to change or to adapt to change. My first guest today, Sipora Kingsbury, talked about the tools she uses to help individuals and couples to achieve greater intimacy in their lives. My second guest today, Michael Carmon, talked about how she helps people to heal, become self-empowered, self-reliant, authentic, and vibrant. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen to the archived recording at Life-Changing Insights with DrAlanSimberg.com. My Life-Changing Insight Tip of the Week is a guideline for developing a higher or greater sense of self-esteem. So today's tip is to focus your thinking more on your positive traits and accomplishments and less on your frustrations and disappointments. It's important to notice that I didn't say ignore or dismiss your frustrations and disappointments. What I'm suggesting is that you look at them as opportunities to learn and grow, rather than as a basis to judge and criticize yourself. I'm going to say that one more time because this is really important. You don't use your frustrations and disappointments as reasons to judge yourself. You see them as opportunities to learn and to grow. This is very important because everything in life has a pattern to it. And obviously, the things that we do more often, and this includes the things that we think about more often, form a pattern. And as we talked about today in the interviews with my two guests, everything really is about energy. And looking at that from a human point of view, there's positive and negative energy. And when I say looking at from a human point of view, I'm talking about with judgment. Really what I'm talking about is energy that takes you in a direction that allows you to have the outcomes that you want, and energy that perhaps takes you in a direction that gives you outcomes that you don't want. So it's really important to definitely take in feedback from outside yourself, but to put more of an emphasis on what you think, what you believe, to learn to trust yourself. And one of the ways to learn to trust yourself is by the outcomes that you produce being more of the ones that you really want, and of course that produce good. That's really important. So the more you can maintain a neutral to positive attitude about things, the greater your potential to improve your feelings of self-worth. Before closing today's broadcast, I also want to make mention that I'm not going to be doing this show after February. My last show, Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, will be February 24th. So we all still have two more shows to look forward to. I look forward to you joining me next week at Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg. That's Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. And for any of you that maybe have had questions that you want to ask me, make any comments, please, please, please use the opportunity to call in next week to do that. And again, that number to call is 347-989-1363. Again, that number to call during the show is 347-989-1363 and press option 1. If you want to call or text me during the week, the number to call is 281-785-0660. I want to thank you all for joining me this afternoon. I hope you have a great afternoon and a wonderful week. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.